The government has allocated $370.2 million in the 2015-2016 estimates of expenditure to continue implementation of the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Program, PSTMP. How much do you know about this program? What are its expected outcomes? Stay tuned as Chair of the PSTMP, Patricia Francis, sheds greater light on the program and its importance. She was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Usually when people hear about the transformation program, they think redundancy, they think, you know, cutting the public sector. But the program is not that at all. It's a more systemic, bringing about a systemic change.
The heart of what we are trying to do is to really look at all of the business processes. Mm-hmm. Now, if it means that there needs to be amalgamation of various processes, then perhaps you would have some redundancies. Yes. But that's not what the focus is. The focus is in looking at the services, what's the most efficient and effective way of delivering those services. I would think that generally speaking, based on what I've seen so far, the numbers that about cutting, I'm not seeing the focus
that's
on that at all.
No, that's not.
And furthermore, what we're actually seeing is that we may have to redeploy people in other areas. Mm. Because where we're going to have amalgamation of services, that doesn't mean that we're going to need less people.
Yes.
It just means that people will have to do things differently than they've done them before.
Are there particular areas, are there some concrete things that the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Program is working on now? Are there specific things that we can look to see in the next few months?
Okay. We have an overall 5-year program, which is focused on a number of different areas. The first one is business facilitation and, of course, the kind of customer service that we're talking about. The second area is about integrated ICT services because, generally speaking, government is not joined up in terms of the information and communication technology. We have different databases in different sections of government and they don't speak to each other. So part of what we want to do in this general business of trying to make things easier is to have one government agency and department being able to talk to each other just through the information and communication technology. Public sector and human resource reform, which is a very important other element to that. And of course, government service is about people.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how we manage our human resources. So that's another big section. Resource management and accountability. Where are government assets? Who is accountable for what? Who is going to deliver what, etc.? That's another big part. And then administrative efficiency. So those are the big headlines under which all things fall. Now, we have within that an 18-month program of implementation where we have priority projects within those 5 areas. And that 18-month program is looking at the ease of doing business, which everybody speaks about.
Yes.
It's about shared corporate services, which is part of looking at the efficiency of government. Human resource modernization, which is about reform of the way human resources within the public sector is dealt with and deployed. And the final one, there are some other things about asset management, etc., that we're going to be looking at. But if I can go perhaps to looking at the ease of doing business, which is what we hear the business community crying out about on a day-to-day basis. A big element of it is about the development approval process. And here we're talking about deploying a system called Amanda, right throughout all of the local government and as well as the agencies that are employed in the development approval process. So you put in your request for a development approval. It will go on this Amanda platform. You will be able, as a customer, to see where your approval is in the process electronically. So you'll it'll be complete transparency and you'll be able to see, well, it's now at the fire department or it's at the water. So you'll have complete transparency. We are hoping that this transparency will also allow then for a pull factor that people know that everybody knows what's happening in this regard. So transparency will be the operative environment in which this will take place.
Chair of the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Program, Patricia Francis, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.